I expose my own bullshit all the time. Because you know what? I have big testicle balls. I got big ass balls that I don't give a fuck. And today's not gonna be no different. I am doing a news blitz, but today I just wanted to start ranting because, hey, ladies and gentlemen, I got my first Zionist troll. Holy crap. And guess what? The Zionist troll is mad lazy. Really lazy. He left a comment on Friday on my thing, and then he left another comment. He left a comment on my website. He also ended up leaving another comment on my talk show. My talk view. And, it's kind of hilarious because I don't really expose Zionism that much yet. I'm not really a Holocaust denier. I don't hate Jews. I'm kind of okay with the state of Israel. You know, as long as they don't, you know, fuck with other people. But hey, that's all criminal-ass governments. That's all governments, tell you the truth. Not just, and it has nothing to do with Judaism or anything like that. I mean, I do speak out against Zionism because Zionism is pretty much an arm of or is pretty much one of the things behind Freemasonry and all the other bad crap. I mean, it's not the tip of the pyramid. It's just one level higher than Freemasonry. You know, that's why I hate it. And I'm for true equality, which is why when I... You know what? Screw it. It's time for me to... It's time for a Louis B. rant. A nice Louis B. rant. And, let's get some rant music going. And, here we go. Anyways, I really don't like, you know, mentioning people by name, but apparently, I did some digging. Some digging, because this asshole has been doing this to a lot of other people, so I really should feel honored. Friday, he caught me on a bad day. I really had nothing planned. I felt like shit, physically and mentally, and, yeah, he caught me with a good hit with that, comment he left on my page, on my website. And, it's time for me to just start fighting back real good. Because these assholes, they're just trying to fucking discredit everyone. And then they go around just start screwing with people. In fact, let me read his comment one more time. The first one. And let's break this down. Louis B., I was in the chat room last night when you came in and started telling nigger, chink, and Jew jokes. You fucking dumbass. First of all... I mean, I've done many shows about me telling jokes, me telling dark comedy. And okay, fine, it's not everyone's cup of tea. I understand that. People have some mental blocks that they can't laugh at. Just the evilness of this planet. And that's why I'm able to do that, because you know what? It's my way of protesting. It's my way of showing that I'm not afraid. Or it's my way of exercising those demons of the shit that I fear. Is to laugh at it and realize that it's a big-ass joke. Like race. Race is the hugest scam ever. Race is the hugest scam ever. Yeah, so what? You're black, you're white, it is. You know what? We're all the same. It comes down to it. We're all the same. I mean, look, I could go sleep with a black woman and get her pregnant and make a child. I mean, we could all make children with each other. Unless you're two men, but then that's besides the point, but you know. It all works. The plumbing works. The plumbing is compatible no matter what. It's not like we're dealing with Mac and Windows people where shit is incompatible. And that song was fucking short as hell, wasn't it? That's a short ass song. I was kind of hoping that this thing would last a little bit longer. I fucked up, didn't I? Yes, I did, Jeb. You fucked up, Jeb. Oh, man, I needed some background music. What the fuck? One song per rant. God, let me play it again. So yeah, let me read this asshole's comment. Again, back to this asshole's comment. I just wanted you to know that whenever you open your fat pie hole and call into a show and try to be funny, you fucking embarrass yourself. You know what? Again, he's just missing the whole point of comedy. First of all, go ahead, personally attack me. Fuck you. That just proves how much of a fucking dumbass you are. I don't embarrass myself. No. Because, you know I'm funny. And I do make people laugh genuinely. Genuinely make people laugh. And I personally tell people, hey, if I'm not funny, don't laugh. Don't give it to me. I work hard for each laugh I get. I try. If it and not all my jokes land. So what? I don't give a damn. But you know what? I at least fucking get out there and I attempt to be funny. I may fucking fall on my face, but you can't deny that I got balls. And I will go out and do it. I'm not afraid. Come on. You want to teach me fear. It's like, oh, I might embarrass myself. No. Because you're a dickless wonder. So, next quote. I'm even embarrassed for you because you sound so fucking stupid. Because you sound so stupid and it's never even funny. Again, that's your fucking opinion. I don't know, maybe I fucked his wife, I don't know, he's acting like, I mean, this is the type of shit that you tell somebody if they, like, freaking really fucking played you out dirty. And I don't know this guy from a hole in the wall, so I don't know why he's so fucking offended. it's really hilarious. And the fact that I made him take the time to have to write this, and this is just the first one. I made him take the time to write two comments, and I hate the fact that Linkin Park song is so damn short. That Linkin Park song is so damn short, and I'm thinking, oh, it's gonna last me at least 5 minutes. I really should have just cobbled it together. It doesn't sound like no freaking 3 minute song. That ain't no 3 minute song. Yeah, the fact of the matter is you are really stupid. And when I say stupid, I mean you have a low IQ and trouble grasping and understanding intellectual concepts. And I think of, I can think of black guys, Chinese guys, and Jews that are immensely smarter and more talented than you, not to mention thinner. Oh my God! You know what, look, I know there are people smarter than me. There's people smarter than everybody. It's, you know, that's a straw man argument. But low IQ, hey, you don't know me personally. How do you know that? How do you know I'm not hiding it? How do you know I'm not trying to sound dumber than what I am? No, you don't know. And thinner. Oh my God, again. It's because I'm fat. I'm a fat guy, so that means I'm going to a pro. Oh my God. You know, he calls me stupid and goes for the cheap attack. He goes for the easy attack. I mean, how the hell are you calling someone stupid and then you go for, da-da-da-da, I'm Captain Obvious. Yeah, no, come on. Really? You could do better than that. And it's like, it's not that I, like, yeah, I know I'm fat. I mean, I don't get pissed off when people call me fat, but I just get pissed off, like, you're fat. And that's just grounds to, that's like a discredit of me. You know, I'm not fat because I have a mental issue. I'm not fat because I'm depressed. I'm fat because shit tastes good. I'll be the first one to mention it. You know what? There's some pretty slamming dishes out there that I eat way too much, and I know it, and I'm probably going to die of a heart attack soon. So, you know. Here we go. This has to work. Here we go. So, you know, that's pretty much it. Yeah, shit tastes good. That's why I'm fat. Not because I have any mental issues. It's because, you know, yeah. People know how to cook. So. Captain Obvious is about to go up in rank. Oh, man. Only a fucking dumbass would tell stupid racist jokes like that in a public forum. Oh, really? So, the many, many comedians Richard Pryor told racial jokes. Oh, God, who else told racist jokes? Jim Norton. There are many other famous comedians. Many other famous comedians, you do your own damn research, told racist jokes in a public forum. Only a stray fool. Eh, at least you got one thing right. I'm straight. The only reason you have a show is to make Mexicans look bad. Well, that could be partially true because I don't like Mexicans. But I'm not a Mexican, so, you know. Illegals, go home. Shoo! Go. Shoo! Shoo! I know Mexicans aren't as stupid as you, but that's why they got you up there every night being a fucking dumbass and embarrassing yourself. Next time you call into some show and struggle to be funny, even on your own, and everybody laughs disingenuously out of polite respect, just remember I called you out on your fat, you fat fucking loser. Oh my God, you called me out. I don't know who the fuck this motherfucker is, he called me out. Calling someone out is when you're standing outside their abode, and you call them and like, you get your fucking ass down here, we're gonna fight. That's calling someone out. That's challenging someone. He's just making up shit. He gets shit wrong. I'm a Puerto Rican. Calling me a Mexican is like, okay. It's like calling a black person a Nigerian. Wait a minute, I'm from America. What the fuck? Anyways, and again, people, if you're laughing at me, laughing at my jokes, don't give me the laugh. Don't give me the laugh. If it's not funny, it's not funny. You know, that's not how I learn. You know, that's not how I freaking improve my joke-telling prowess. But, you know, I'm pretty sure a lot of the laughs I get are well-earned. Well-earned jokes. So, what else we got going on here? Yeah, oh, this next one he made on my show page. Because he actually took... The time to write this. So hey, the courtesy, as it were. This kid makes fun of people and thinks he's a genius about it. No, I don't think I'm a genius about it. You know, there's certain people I go after and I crack jokes on. I mean, like, look, Russ Dove is based on a real person who is, he really thinks he's, you know, more knowledgeable, more spiritual than anyone else. He hates fun. He hates fun. And look, he's a nice guy. I'm not saying he's a bad guy. I'm not saying he's co-intel-pro or anything. I think he's hilarious. And the fact that he doesn't realize his own hilarity, it makes it twice as funny. The man freaking talks down to people when he calls to a friend of mine's show, Christy's show, Truth Brigade. I mean, he went and told someone, you know, he starts preaching to people, basically saying that all their beliefs are wrong. I mean, who does that? Goes and calls somebody else's, makes a whole long-winded statement, basically making point by point why this person, Christy's guest, is wrong. And he has the nerve to ask a question, and he goes, can you please answer, make an answer that's longer than two words? I'm like, whoa! And, you know, because of the fact that, you know, in conversations I've had with him, you know, with a group of people on Skype, you know, he actually yells at people when they start laughing and having a good time. Like, life is just, has to be one serious cancer episode after another. You live, you suck, and you die. Really? Okay, come on, there's more to life than that. So, the war of insults and claims an all-out war on you. Really? I don't know this guy to claim a war out on him. I mean, I haven't even mentioned who this guy is. In fact, I don't even know his real name. I don't know this guy's real name. It's like, come on. And it is all humor. It is all humor. Relax. I don't say get a life. I say relax. Relax. It's all humor. But, you know, hey. And then he's like, but we're not allowed to return the same kind of humor to her. Because, you know what, dude? I can tell when you're goofing on me and when you're trying to be serious and take me down. In fact, he actually proves this. He proves this in his next sentence. He uses pointless foul and vulgar language on TalkShoe should ban him. Really? Because you don't agree with me. You want to silence me? Come on. You want to silence me. And look, then people are wondering, why am I talking about this asshole? You know why? Because this guy happens to do it to a lot of other people. He likes to go and troll other people. And you know what? You might know someone like this that's overly critical about you but knows jack shit and doesn't really believe in freedom. Doesn't believe in freedom. He doesn't like me. You know what? Go away. If Christie or anyone else did not like my humor, they wouldn't associate with me. I would have gotten blocked. If I was that big of an asshole like this guy's trying to make me sound like, you know, I would have been blocked. Shit. But now you want to try to take me off my network. You want to have me banned. Really? Okay. Let's do this. I mean, yeah, ban me, but don't ban the other people, the real racists on this network. And there are real racists on this network, like the Christian Identity people that are all only for a pure white country. That's what they preach. They preach, oh, from the Bible, it's America has to be purely white. You know, that's what America's for. You know, you have to be pure white to be in this country. I mean, why don't you take down those shows that really want to preach that type of crap? Man, I just goof because you know what? There is no such thing as race to me. I really don't respect, oh, well, I'm black, I'm this, I'm that. You know, it's so fucking what? I mean, but don't get me wrong. You know, I respect your heritage. Like, you know, your certain, not culture, but your traditions. I'm all for traditions. I'm all for that. He's like, all right, fine. Just as long as you don't think you're better than everybody else. But hey, there's some traditions that I think are strange, and I'm going to goof on them. Like, hey, like a lot of other comedians have goofed on the Puerto Rican traditions, the Puerto Rican heritage. It's funny. It's comedy. It's called dark comedy. And I've done countless shows defending humor. And why does humor need defending? Because people think that you know, if you're joking around, if you're happy, when the whole world is going to hell, you're not doing your part. No, I'm sorry. There's always a time. It's always time to fucking to be funny. You know, there's always a time to be funny. TalkShoe should ban him. He serves no purpose. He claims he tackles the news that others won't. I've never claimed that. I never claimed that. I say I attack the issues. And in fact, I do attack the issues that others won't. In fact, I was one of the first people. In fact, I was the first person to start exposing the infiltration in this movement. You know, I was the first person to expose Luke for stealing. I was one of the loudest people when it came to exposing Freemasonry. I'm not trying to, like, you know, me, but, you know, when people were so afraid of doing it, were too afraid to do it, when I was going after Luke, You're like, oh, you're causing infighting. You're causing infighting, 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 infighting. You know, just as a fucking excuse. As a goddamn excuse to not do what they're supposed to do. To not protect this movement. To not clean it out. To just allow the fucking cancer to fester and grow. Yeah. Now people are doing it. Now they're doing it. After people like me have cleared the fucking mind and took in the hits and took in the lumps and fucking and did what we had to do, so that way people could start like, oh well, you know. I mean, look, even people like Christy, man, she freaking exposed the San Diego Minutemen and fucking caught hell for that. They actually freaking did fucking violence to her. Come on. And now you want to act big and bad because you can talk shit about someone on your blog? Come on. Grow the fuck up. So yeah, I tackle the news that others won't. And yes, I do read other people's articles. Articles that I personally choose to read. I don't just go on someone else's website and like read it straight through. I pick and choose what articles I want to read and that I want to cover. And guess what else would I do? I fucking give my opinion, dickwad. Come on. Lazy ass. Lazy ass. Yes. Yeah, this is supposed to be conservative radio because I'm not a liberal. I'm for equality for everyone, but I'm not for handouts. I'm fiscally conservative. I'm not a Bible thumper conservative. Someone says this is supposed to be conservative radio. Well, no, not conservative as in religious conservative. I am a political conservative. You know. Whatever religion you subscribe to, that's your business. I'm not held back by anybody's rules. But my own, of course. I give myself rules. So anyways. He's so childish, he even goes as far as to say he'll meet you and fist fight you. Well, dude, after the umpteenth time someone says they're going to kick your ass, that if they ever see you on the street, they're going to kick your ass, it's like, you know what, all right, come on. You know, and especially if you're somebody that's hiding behind a computer, and you want to start talking crap, saying how much you're going to kill somebody, how you're going to kick their ass, all right, come on, meet me then. But I'm not going to stay home and sugar, oh my God, I should stop doing what I'm doing because I'm scared that, you know, someone said that they're going to kick. You know what, dude? I'm from Brooklyn. I've gotten my ass kicked before. It's not that bad. It really isn't. Yeah, it is Benny, yo. Fucking Benny. Benny's being a dick again. So what else we got? Yeah, let me back to this again. Fox News rocks. Alright, well, whatever. Fox News is so goddamn incomplete. They don't even cover the real cause of the issues that are going on today, or the real, or what they're trying to do, why this is going down the way it's going down. No, they'll just blame it on liberals. They just want to blame everything on liberals and just leave it at that. No, it's more than that. It's more than that. Freaking Fox News is so incomplete. I mean, really. Anyways, this guy goes on. He's like, as far as radio is concerned, this kid is an epic loser. No one could duplicate Shock Jock Howard Stern. You know, I'm not trying to imitate Stern. Stern may have started this genre of radio of being shocking and edgy. But you don't go around saying, well, you know, Metallica, they're trying to copy, Elvis Presley. Can you? Huh? You're not saying that Disturbed is trying to copy, Megadeth, huh? Do you? No. They may have started the genre, but they're not copying. They do their own thing. So anyways, yeah, the person that actually wrote this. Yeah, fucking Benny. I know it's Benny. Fucking Benny. So anyways, this guy, he goes by the name Rab Dove 571. Also known as Rabbi Dove Coder. And I've been doing a little Google search on him, and it seems like he trolls a whole bunch of other people. He trolls because, you know, actually, when you go to his channel on YouTube, he is part of the Israeli Internet Defense Force. The Jewish Internet Defense Force. Which means anyone that criticizes Israel or Judaism, he'll have them. You know, he'll just have people calling. He'll just have the thing. You know. He'll just have have your video taken down or your channel taken down. Because you know what? He doesn't believe in free speech. He doesn't. I mean, unless, you know, I understand if you're talking about, yeah, let's start killing these people because of, real racism. Real racism. But this guy uses the same tactics. I mean, and like I said, have I really gone after the Jews? Have I really gone after the Jews direct? But, fucking Benny. This guy, Rav Dove. I mean, and I don't usually fucking, you know, mention people by name. But, like, you do a Google search. And this fucking faggot, he's out of control. Out of control. He goes after people, and he's trying to have me shut down? For what? For what? Because I said a Jewish joke. Oh my God, what was the Jewish joke I said in Christy's chat room? What do you call a fat Jew? A cake. A cake. K-A-K-E. A play on the ethnic slur, kike. I mean, come on. Not as bad, and seriously, it's not as bad as saying, as that joke, what's the difference between a pizza and a Jew? And, you know, everyone knows the answer. But because of that, or what do you call a fat Asian? A chunk. I mean, come on. Really? Again, a play on the word chink. I mean, it's people like this that keep the hate going. It's not people like me that crack jokes, that have friends who are Asians, that have friends who are black, who have friends that are Jewish, who have friends that are white. No, it's the people that are like, you can't say that. Oh my God, giving power. Giving power to this. And that's the problem. That is why there's still racism. Because there are people that freaking make it worse than what it is. In fact, for example, remember, you know, you guys know that freaking clip that I love to play. That clip that I play.
Attention, Walmart customers. All black people leave the store now.
Let me play that again.
Attention, Walmart customers. All black people leave the store now.
Exactly. You know what? And when you actually watch that newscast on YouTube, you see all these people blowing it up worse than what it was. That wasn't a racist comment. That wasn't racist. He didn't say, all niggers, all jigaboos, please leave the store now. He did not say that. All black people, please leave the store now. It was nothing disgusting about that comment, but you have all these black people there that they're giving it more power than what it was. It was just a joke. Just a joke. Not even a racist joke at that. You know, they're like, oh, this is a disgusting comment. Oh, you know, is this okay? Do you guys, you know, it's like, really? Had this, and one of the comments in the video goes, had the person say, oh, white people, please leave the store now. You know what would have happened? Everyone would have laughed their balls off, and Walmart would not be trying to apologize to anybody. So there's still racism going on. Just because now you're discriminating people that is acceptable to discriminate, it's still racist. It's still, you're also, like, putting, you know. Yeah. So, yeah, this is what, you know. I mean, you're so afraid of funny. You're afraid of funny. I mean, Google Patrice O'Neal. There's a video where he's on Fox News, because back when Opie and Anthony were suspended for, because they had a homeless person on, and they said that the homeless person said that they wanted to rape Condoleezza Rice, so they got suspended for what a bum said, a drunk-ass crazy bum said. I mean, really, did they really mean it? Is it really? I mean, really, what situation will this person ever have access to Condoleezza Rice? Oh, but a joke, you know, it's just a joke. Oh, you know, a joke has power. You know, you can't say that. Why? Why? Where the fuck in the Constitution says, well, you can't say this? I mean, were they facilitating the rape of Condoleezza Rice? No. Duh. But, I mean, we live in a society that, oh my God, we're so proper. We have to be so proper. Oh my God. We gotta be so afraid of funny. We're afraid. Oh my God. And I've done shows like this over and over and over and over again. So, but anyway, the real issue is, I got me a troll now. A Zionist troll, which means I am doing something right. I gotta figure out what the fuck I'm doing, because this guy seems like he's trolling anybody who is anybody, trying to shut people down, and yeah. Yeah, fucking Benny's acting nuts. Benny, you're out of fucking control. Benny Carnero is a non-9225. Say hello to Benny. Benny. Benny, hey Benny. So, what else we got going on here? What else we got going on? I mean, look, this guy Rav. If you guys ever get anything from this dude Rav Dove 571, just know he's just a Zionist prick. That he's just, you know, I'm part of the Israeli Internet Defense Force. Oh my God, yeah. For a fucking simple joke. Woo! Yeah, yeah. He's keeping Jews safe from me. Oh my God, I am such a threat to Jews in the state of Israel, because I said, what do you call a fat Jew? A cake. Yeah, so, anyways, Rabbi Dove Coder, suck a dick, alright? And, yeah. Yeah, and you know what? And it's shit like this. Guess what? And this is just a warning now. I am not like everyone else. I will get fucking surgical, and I will find out what the real cause is, because I'm not going to paint with a brush. Oh, it's all Jews. Because I don't hate Jews. I don't. I have one that comes on the show. Freaking Diane, she comes on. In fact, I just hung out with her on Saturday. No homo. You know, was part of a group. We were out. We were hanging out. I love her with all my heart. She's Jewish. Fema, he's one of my co-hosts that he calls in occasionally. He's Jewish. I got a friend. I got an Israeli friend, Mo. He's Jewish. And he's Israeli. Oh my God, I hate the Jews so much that I have many Jewish friends. Oh my God. And you know what? And me saying that now, I'm probably going to catch crap from the other trolls that I get. I'm going to get crapped on by the other trolls. Oh, you see, why does Louis have so many Jewish friends? You know, I'm going to have Arcana Douche and Mike, you know, freaking making videos. Oh, you know, he's making Jewish. Oh, Jews are bad. You'll be good. Yeah. Oh, man. Got Nancy up in the chat room. Hi, Nancy. Nancy. Anyways, enough with this RavDove571. You're an asshole, and you've been exposed many, many, many times by other people, so really? Really? You just ended up exposing yourself because I ended up having to Google your ass and find out what you're all about. Easily. I mean, that's what happens when you piss off so many people for no reason. Hell, I pissed off people, but I had a reason. And guess what? I barely have any fucking hate videos on me. People that talk shit about me. Why is that? Because they're the bad guys. And they know I'm after them because they piss me off, and they're really up to no good. So they want to keep quiet, so that way I don't continue coming at them. I mean, look what I did to Luke Rakowski, and look what I'm going to do to fucking Craig Fitzgerald. He's scum. They're all scum. This RavDove571 is scum. Yeah, fucking... And so, which means I'm doing something right because, again, I'm getting attacked by both sides of the argument. What kind of shit? How does that happen? Damn. What's next? I'm going to start getting trolled by a moderate? Shit. Anyways, I'm going to take a quick break, and then we're going to go back to... Yeah, that is fucking... Yep. Yeah, that's fucking Benny, all right. That's fucking Benny, all right. Oh, man, fucking Benny. Benny, why are you always talking about penis? Fucking, you know what? The thing you don't know about Benny, also known as a non-9225, you know, really, both his parents are still alive, but he's treated like he's a goddamn orphan. His mother only treats him like a fucking lotto ticket, because if he was like a stillborn, which, you know, if there was a god, he would have been a stillborn. You know, he would have been crapped out of his mom's vagina dead if there was a god. If he wasn't around, she would be out on the street forced to work instead of living off of his father's labor. In fact, if he wasn't around, his father's life would be fucking 10 times better than what it is. I mean, when Benny was born, lives were ruined. Lives were ruined. So yeah, that's who's talking shit in the chat room right now. So anyways, we're gonna take a quick break. In fact, what are we gonna do? I'm going to play a song, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to finish out the show with some articles. I just wanted to go after this RavDove571 because, you know, I just throwing the gauntlet down because, you know, hey, I'm not going to fight how, you know, the same way as everyone else. I'm actually going to go for the knockout. And I know they stay shut. He hates Jews. Oh, my God. He hates Jews. And by knockout, I don't mean a literal knockout. I mean a figurative one, meaning an information war, because this is what he wants. And you know what? It's not even a war. It's just going to be one little article, and, you know, and I'm going to move on. Expose and move on. You know? Because there are a whole bunch of other people that have already, have already exposed you over and over again. So, for me to do it, adding to it would just be me adding to the many piling witness statements that are out there. So, anyways, this is, I'm done with him, done with that subject. We're going to be right back. This is the Crotch Out Radio Show, kicking the issues in the balls. Anyways, this song is from Father from Resolution, and with the song Still Ours, and we'll be right back. Father from Resolution with their song Still Ours. Check them out. Facebook.com/FFRRock. Yeah. You know what, Benny? I will slap the fucking taste out your mouth. freaking... You know what? You're gonna make me have to call his ass. Fucking call in, you fucking puss. Freaking, you know, Benny's like, all he talks about is that all this gay shit. He's basically trying to tell me his real life. Call in. You got the number, call in. Use your parents' long distance, you fucking faggot. Oh, man. So anyways, he ain't gonna call him. He's just gonna continue talking shit. You're a fucking Obama nutwasher. Anyways, as we all know, they're trying to give boys the HPV vaccine. Because apparently girls are catching mouth cancer because they're being good girls and giving head. Yes, girls. You know what? If you really love your man and you want to stay in shape, suck a dick. Because if you get pregnant, your body's going to get all fucked up. And boys, stop being assholes. Do not take the vaccine. So that way you won't give your girlfriend fucking mouth cancer. Because you know what? Once your girl's mouth gets gnarly, you don't want to stick your penis in there. I mean, once she starts having that zombie mouth, you know, with a fucking hole in the side, when you can see her tongue, because she has no cheeks, actually, then again, that might be pleasurable if you're into that sort of thing. Fucking... No. Really, Benny, what do you own? He really owned the Microsoft Zune. Yes, and I got rid of the Microsoft Zune. Can't afford an Apple product. You can't afford an Apple product. You stole that from some kid. You stole it from a kid, dude. I don't know why you're talking shit. Wow, he's talking a lot, gang of shit. He's not calling in. So anyways, with the article, go back to this article here. Consideration should be given to routinely vaccinating young boys against sexually transmitted viruses like mouth cancer. Linked to mouth cancer, a leading expert says. Increasing evidence suggests certain strains of human papillomavirus are behind big increases in the rates of oral cancer. Because girls are being good little girls and blowing guys. Yes, relationship advice, ladies. If you want to keep your man, blow him. And blow him often. The more you know. Be a good girl. Blow your man. I don't suck it. Well, you're not going to keep your man. That's just what happens. You know, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry for you. You know? But, you know, really, the real issue is these vaccines don't help, and they're really causing some... Oh, Jesus. They don't do anything. They just cause worse off. Here's another one. Here's another article. Next article. I'm going to go through these articles fast because we only got, like, 8 minutes left. And, I mean, guys, if you want to call in. And also, yo, before I get to this next article, I would like to thank everyone that downloads the show if you can't listen live. If you can, please, send me an email. Tell me what you think of the show, crutchoutradio@yahoo.com. That's crutchoutradio@yahoo.com. Let me know what you think of the show. If you support it, if there's some things you want to hear on the show, let me know. Feel free to come out, go on the show, get yourself a banner to put on your website. I got some banners there. Help me, spread the word. That is Crutch Shot Radio. You know, it's totally, listener-supported radio. You know, I do got a store there. Help me there. I don't ask for donations because, hey, that's that's the nature of the beast. You know, you ask for donations and, you know, you're immediately a government agent. You know, especially me, I see what happens when you collect donations, and I don't want to have to deal with the whole legality of collecting donations. Because there would be a whole bunch of gang of shit that I would have to do, and, you know, really cost too much money, and the whole ethics behind it I just don't agree with. So, yeah, just buy something from the store, so that way, you know, I get a check from the actual, you know, the company that I have the, what's that called, the incentive that I'm a member of, that, you know, instead of me having the fucking, you know, taxes and all that, and, you know, they do all that, and, you know, I don't have to worry, and it's all done, ethically. So that's all I care about, is doing things ethically and on the level, so that way I'm not trying to defraud anybody. And trust me, all the money I earn from selling stuff goes to pay my bills. So, but anyways, yeah, but definitely really get back to me, crotchatradio@yahoo.com. tell me what you think of the show, if you're listening live or listening to the podcast. Again, thank you. I appreciate each and every one of you that actually downloads. You guys can download the shows on iTunes for free. All 440 something or 450 by now episodes of the Crotch Out Radio Show. Can't wait to make the 1,000th episode of the Crotch Out Radio Show. So. So anyways, fucking Benny. Benny, you're the only fucking Mexican that doesn't have that isn't in the mob. What the fuck are you doing? You're fucking sucking dick. Fucking fake ass. Freaking Benny is a fake ass fucking, he's a gumad trying to front like he a lieutenant. He ain't nobody. He just sucks the Don's dick. That's all he does. That's all his job is, to suck the Don dick. He acts like he's some fucking badass consigliere, but he ain't shit. Yeah, he isn't. He isn't taking his own... What? Fuck you, Christy. Freaking Christy's out of control now. Keep fucking around, Christy. That's all I gotta say.
All the neighborhood guys come here to jack off, you know?
Yeah, and if they took the HPV vaccine, her house wouldn't be as moldy as it is right now, see? See, maybe they do have a thing about that. Actually, no, if they did, oh, wait, I fucked up the joke. Aw, oh, damn it. I gotta kill myself now. Oh, shit. I hate when I do this. Oh, man. Hate when I do that. I fucking kill a joke. So anyways, yeah, we got 4 minutes left of the show. This article kind of surprised me because ecstasy is man-made. But ecstasy does not cause brain damage. Robust study says. There's no evidence that the drug ecstasy causes brain damage, according to one of the largest studies into its effects. Too many previous studies made over arching conclusions from insufficient data say the scientists responsible for the research and the dangers have been exaggerated. Campaigners have claimed ecstasy poses a real risk of triggering brain damage, can induce memory loss, decrease cognitive performance, and has long-lasting effects on behavior. The study was done by a team led by Professor John Halpin of Harvard Medical School, published in the journal Addiction, funded by a $1.8 million grant from the U.S. National Institute of Drug Abuse. It was launched specifically to avoid methodological drawbacks that have been bedeviled previous attempts to pinpoint whether ecstasy users suffer brain damage. Ecstasy came into widespread use in the 1980s, when it was linked to raves and playing of electronic rock music. In the U.S. alone, more than 12 million have taken it. Professor Halperin was sharply critical of the quality of the research that had linked ecstasy to brain damage. Too many studies have been carried out on small populations, while overarching conclusions have been drawn from them, he said. From a start, some previous researchers has studied users. Long story short, blah, 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 blah. You know, they lie all the time just so that way they can demonize it, make it illegal, and steal your shit. They say the same thing about weed, and weed is good for you. Vitamin D, vitamin W. So. Yeah. So anyways, we got 2 minutes left of the show. I'd like to thank all the lovely people. Casey, Dive Man, Nancy, Christy, Anon, and a whole bunch of other Anons. Also like to thank all the haters out there for making this show possible today. You know, all your negative comments make me stronger. And yeah, you might have caught me on a bad day, but you're never going to win again, and I'm just going to continue doing this show, and you're never going to stop me. You know, you might shut me down on TalkShoe, but I'm gonna end up someplace else. So, yes, Nancy, we love you too, Nancy. So, anyways, I'd like to thank everyone. Come back tomorrow, same bat time, same bat channel. As always, from my house to your house. Wait, do I still got a few seconds? I still got a few fucking seconds. Yes, and... you know, I still got a few seconds, so... Broadcasting live from Brooklyn, New York, it's Louis B. Greetings, everyone. Excellence and obscenity alone from God. There you go, I had to make that joke. Alright, anyways, that was for James Burns. Anyways, see you guys tomorrow. Again, this has been a Crouch Out Radio Show, saying mahalo.